time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Actually, it's a little bit less because I'm solo this week. Harold's not here. So we're going to roll on. We got a great show for you. I've been looking forward to doing this show for some time. We need to start preparing for hunting season. You've been hearing that theme for weeks and weeks and months for a variety of reasons. But when it comes to working on your hunting lands, the rangeland, now's the time to get out and spend some time and invest, replace, repair, do those types of things. And we're going to visit with what, in my estimation, is probably the most iconic hunting blind that you will ever see. And it's called the Blind, B-O-Y-N-D. We're going to learn a little bit about the history as they were founded back in 1980. And now under the leadership of Mr. James Franks, Franks Manufacturing, we're going to get into a variety of things from not only the product, but also blind placement. And that's really critical with the diverse terrain that Texas has. We've got some news for you, some exciting things going on with Texas Outdoors Journal that I'm going to get into. So you all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs, Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend, and I do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Had a great week since we last visited last weekend, and had a chance to get down and really see the recovery and visit with some old friends down in Rockport, Fulton. The annual Spring Fling, I think this was something like 36 years that there's been a gathering of media types. And I'm down in the Midcoast area regularly, but when you walk or drive through and see what's taken place since 2017 in August, when Hurricane Harvey came through and just decimated that community and that region, it's amazing. You know, I think of the heartache and the loss and the tragedy that befalls when a storm hits the Texas coast. But then there's always that bright lining, the bright side of something new, replacing the old that's no longer, you know, it's functionally obsolete, goes away, and something bigger and better comes back. And that's what's going on in Rockport. It's just absolutely amazing. It's always been listed as a art center for a variety of artists. And they're in downtown Rockport. They're building a new art center that's going to kind of bring everything together. You've got new development down there, canal type developments that's taking place. You've got an energy level that just has that Texas can-do attitude. And I want to thank Diane Probst, president of the Rockport Fulton Chamber of Commerce, and Sandy Jumper, their marketing coordinator, for putting on a grand event. Plus, you can expand outside the area. You know, all of these communities in and around the Corpus Christi Bay Area are kind of connected at the hip. You've got on over the Copano Bay Bridge, the Aransas Wildlife Refuge, you know, where the whooping cranes come in. But throughout the year, there's some amazing critters and things to see, you know, in the area. Really, really want to encourage you to go down and take a look at the new emerging Rockport Fulton. Their website is rockport-fulton.org, Rockport, and then the hyphen, Fulton.org. And to Diane, Sandy, and the rest of the staff, thanks so much for having a great, great event. Got some news coming out of Austin at Texas Parks and Wildlife, and one of our best has been honored, Texas Game Warden Trey Krems. His dedication to educating his community, engaging local organizations, and pursuing poaching investigations has set a high standard among his peers and throughout the state. This month, the National Wild Turkey Federation recognized Warden Cram as the Texas Wildlife Officer of the Year. Over the course of his 11-year career, the DeWitt County Warden has emphasized hunting conservation amongst groups like the Lions Club, Rotary Club, Wildlife Management Association, and local schools. He is really a stickler, as he should be, because he's doing his job of preserving wildlife and wild spaces for future generations. He says, it's important to remember that as a conservation law officer, we hold a lot of knowledge and experience. It's critical we share that information with our communities to empower individuals to make better choices. And one of them is not to poach, not to trespass, you know, to be good individual stewards of wildlife. I really, really love, you know, this warden's attitude and just no nonsense. He's doing his job. He's there to serve and help, but also protect. So to Game Warden Trey Cram, congratulations on a job well done. Mentioned a few weeks ago about a friend up in Canada, actually in Northwest Territories, that was shut down for a couple of years due to whatever COVID was. Miles Carter, Nonacho Lake Fishing Adventures. More of y'all have called in and actually have inquired about the trip, and it is phenomenal. Wherever you are, you're going to end up in Yellowknife, spend the night, then you're going to catch a float plane and fly to about 70 miles south of the Arctic Circle, these glacially formed lakes, and you're going to be catching for, you know, fishing for 30 to 40 pound lake trout, some northern pike. If you go late in the season, you can enjoy the northern lights. Absolutely amazing place, and you're going to be on a little island. Everything was flown in or built. The lumber was milled there on the island from, you know, standing dead timber. It's just an amazing place. Go to Nonacho, N-O-N-A-C-H-O, nonacho.com, and check it out, and you will have an absolute phenomenal experience. Texas Outdoors Journal May issue is now on sale on newsstands. The May issue is out. This is our annual hog issue where we dedicate the hunting editorial to the wild hog situation in Texas. Everything from updates to hunting tips. We've got, as you know, a piece of artwork on our cover for every issue, 12 issues a year for the past 30 years. And we've got Brian Grimm. We commissioned a painting of a sounder of hogs. Just a phenomenal. I think it's one of the best looking paintings of hogs. Check it out, the May issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. We got a lot of the show. We got a lot to catch up with. There's a lot of things that I want to provide to you since I've got the show by myself. So y'all do stick around as we'll be back with more of Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And folks, once again, I'm going to encourage you, do not procrastinate. Given the shipping restraints and problems that some are having, you need to start looking to make your night vision and thermal imagery purchases now. You also need to spend a little time getting up to speed, and Third Coast Thermal can help you. I mean, I don't care if you are a veteran of using thermal and nighttime imagery. There is so much product that's being rolled out from all these manufacturers that are getting involved and getting into the industry that Clifford and David Cheadle can help enlighten you as to what's going on, the changes, matching up to the different calibers, what fits your budget.
They're very, very service-oriented, and Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all over the United States and will ship to your location for free. Go to their website at thirdcoastthermal.com, then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. All right, check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday, is the first of four best days for the week. This Sunday is a good one. Monday slips to fair, with Tuesday being another good day. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is a trio of best days. Next Saturday is another good one, with next Sunday plunging to pour. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. By Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with games most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. Next Saturday and Sunday sees a major time shift, with game becoming active from well before sunrise and continuing to feed until mid-morning. This Saturday, April 30th, we have a new moon. By next Sunday, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. Tuesday has a single high tide as the only tide for that day. Wednesday through next Sunday is a string of days with a single tide schedule. Before we leave this information, let me reinforce that we are on daylight savings time. The times being given are clock times. They're not sun times, okay? So make that slight adjustment. Plus, when you look at the tide tables, when you look at the salooner tables, that is your peak high or low tide, or your peak period when feeding takes place. There is going to be a phase in and a phase out with both the tidal movement as water rises or recedes, as well as activity by game. So keep that in mind. A lot of people, it's really not that complicated, but when we do have a time change, that's something for you to keep in mind. All right, on the coast, let's check fishing activity. I'll tell you what, Big Lake has been giving up some good fish, variety of fish, speckled trout, redfish, as well as flounder. Water temperature is well up into the lower 70s, and fishing's been good. Ditto that in Sabine Lake, in and around the Texaco Island Basin and Sabine Channel. Trout fishing has been good on live shrimp or croaker. Bolivar, the north and south jetties are producing trout and redfish on live shrimp or croaker against the rocks. Also, I keep mentioning it, don't forget the old well pad locations of the Bolivar wells are still there. Still enough differential in the bottom where you can go in and catch fish like we did back in the 70s and 80s when there was visible structure of wellhead locations and the protection around them. West Galveston Bay has been good around San Luis Pass into Christmas and Bastrop Bays, Chocolate. Again, you got a great exchange of water in that area. East and West Matagorda Bay have their own stories where you've got your reefs. In East Matagorda Bay, you got your shorelines and grass lines, like Captain Tommy Kuntz told us about a few weeks ago. The shrimp migration is underway, and fish are readily feeding. Heading on down to the Rockport area, redfish have been good in 2 to 6 feet of water. Trout have been good in 2 to 6 feet of water on topwater and bass assassins. Seeing some bull tides in the mid-coast area, and out of Rockport, you can go north of the Copano Bay Bridge to St. Charles and around Blackjack Peninsula, back into Copano Bay, to south, heading toward Aransas Pass. You got Estes Flats, just phenomenal options that are available for you. And in behind, whether it's Matagorda, St. Joe, Mustang Island, you've got the opportunity to find some protection on those windier days. Heading on down, good activity reports Captain Joey Farah along the King Ranch shoreline in fairly shallow water. Been spending some time around the grass lines. and using a variety of DOA products there to catch some good fish. Port Mansfield, again, we've got tides that are pushing in, fish that are coming from East Cut all the way up, heading up the Land Cut area. And then down in Port Isabel, you've got some great fishing all around Laguna Vista, the old causeways, the jetties. Again, just a plethora of fishing opportunities on the Texas coast. And don't forget, June 1st, the federal waters for hire opens up and will run through, I believe it's August 19th was the date that the feds released for hire vessels to go for red snapper. But until then, and after the season closes, we can still fish out to 9 nautical miles in state waters. Let's check out our East Texas lakes. We're on Conroe. Many folks are doing well on catfish around the bulkheads early and late. Crappie are good in 14 to 25 feet of water on a variety of crappie jigs, and also fishing around standing timber, laydowns, and brush piles. Black bass are good, dead sticking, weightless cinco's close to the bulkheads. Lake Fork, crappie fishing has been really good this past week, seeing fish in 2 to 25 feet of water. So what that tells should tell you is they're moving from shallow spawning waters to the deeper brush piles. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good up to 15 feet of water in brush piles using jigs or minnows. Catfish are good on bait or cheese bait in 5 feet of water. Sand bass are excellent north of the 259 bridge and below the dam. Sam Rayburn, bass are good with some still on beds and are being caught on soft plastics. Some are transitioning out to points and ledges. Fayette County Lake, bass are good on humps with craw jigs and crankbaits in 8 to 18 feet of water. Palestine, bass are shallow on cincos, big eye spinnerbaits, and wacky rigs near boathouses. The spawned out bass are good on main lake points using Carolina rigs. Crappie are good along the hardwood edges of the rivers and creeks in 19 to 24 feet of water. Then you've got Stillhouse, where the hydrilla is now beginning to sprout green and grow toward the surface. What some good fish in there. Numbers of small fish can be taken from the tops of the submerged beds of hydrilla in 8 to 14 feet of water. Larger fish are along the deeper edges of hydrilla in 17 to 19 feet of water. Tewakini, crappie are trying to finish up their spawn, and more fish are showing up on structure. However, still half of the fish being caught come from the shallows, and the other half are coming from the bridge pilings and other submerged structure. Texoma, well, we got sand bass mixed in with crappie in the creeks. Bass are good on points and rock piles. Striped bass have been good early morning and during the evening bite. Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir, black bass have been good around the edges of hydrilla with some fish on the beds. If you go fish Amistad early and late, tie on a topwater bait and fish it around the hydrilla, and you're going to be amazed because that hydrilla will grow down to, you know, maybe 20, 25 feet deep. And to see in that clear, clear water a black bass come up and bust a floating fake is absolutely phenomenal. Choke Canyon, bass are excellent on square-billed crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and Texas-rigged 10-inch worms near the grass. The frog and spinner bite is good up the river. For our friends in the valley or those that head to Falcon, flathead catfish bite is good up the river. Spawning keeper bass are in the back of the creeks and edge of channels using shad and stink bait. Bass are good on plastic worms and crankbaits in 8 to 15 feet of water. Brownwood, well, bass are good to 5.5 pounds on crankbaits and swim baits in 1 to 10 foot of water. OH Ivy, this report says that the largemouth bass are good and transitioning out of the spawn. That's true for the shallow spawn. Don't forget, there's still the deep ivy spawn and utilizing the ivy drift in shallow deep flats in water 25 foot and deeper. Meredith, This lake is almost 53 feet low, but bass are good in shallows on minnows and artificial bait. Catfish are good on liver, stink baits, and punch bait. Walleye are excellent on minnows, grubs, and other artificials. To the hill country where Lake Buchanan and bass are excellent in back of coves. Find the shad, you're going to find the fish shallow. Crappie are good on brush piles with minnows. Canyon, bass is very good on the lower end and middle lake. In the core, around the core of Engineer brush piles and around grass, crappie are good upriver in the hardwoods on live minnows. And then we've got our hunting seasons. All right, here's where we wrap things up. Okay, this weekend, on this Saturday, April the 30th, the one turkey bag limit in 10 counties out west of Houston closes. The eastern turkey season runs through May 14. The south zone spring turkey season will close Sunday, May 1st. You've got the, where'd it go? North zone season runs through the 15th. Now, starting on this Sunday, May 1st, and running for the entire month of May through the 31st is Harold's favorite, the spring squirrel season in 51 East Texas counties. And if you didn't get out, if you didn't take a youngster hunting, shame on you. But the youth-only spring turkey south zone season in 54 counties is open May 7 through the 8th. Wow. That's a bunch of information. Did you get all that, Bob?
Nope.
No? Okay, well, we'll can play it back, you know. Get it online. There you go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking hunting with James Franks about the blind right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, you got to have fortified cottonseed out there. Not only the benefits of the cottonseed, but the vitamin package that helps supplement whatever they're not getting naturally from Mother Nature. The bucks, they're still recovering from the rut where they lost 25% of their body weight. Mama deer are carrying those babies that they're going to be putting on the ground here in a few weeks, and she'll need to produce the milk, be lactating, to get those critters up on their legs to want to run away from those that want to get those babies. It just makes sense. It's free choice. One of the biggest things is a 2-to-1 savings over a typical protein feed regimen. You need to look at the entire story, so go to fortifiedcottonseed.com and then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Again, the website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. At the top of the show, I mentioned I have been looking forward to doing this particular interview and program for some time. Have known about this manufacturing company for years. You drive any highway, you drive any country back road and look at ranches, and it's pretty obvious when one particular blind sticks out. And originally they were all black, and that is the blind, and it's spelled B-L-Y-N-D. And the man, the driving force behind the company now, Frank's Manufacturing, James Frank joins us. Hey, James, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Outstanding. Listen, since 1980 on the website, blind.com, B-L-Y-N-D.com, since 1980, the blind has been around. Y'all have just become truly a fixture. But give us a little quick background of the history and then your involvement with this product.
Well, the blind was started by my uncle at Plastic Vacuum Forming. That was my dad and my uncle's original business. And in 1980, my dad sold his half and started Frank's Manufacturing, mainly doing agricultural products. And Uncle Joe kept running. And he started building the blind, and we actually have a blind here at the plant that had been sitting out in front of our plant at there at Radium in San Antonio since 1980. It was one of the very first ones they made, and looks just as good now as it did then. But he actually started building the things in 1980, and since then, there's probably 75 to. Yeah, we're a little over 75,000 blinds across the United States and around various other countries. We've got some in Ireland. We've got some in Australia and New Zealand. So, like you said, they're anywhere you go, you're going to see one sitting somewhere.
Absolutely. And again, the design, molded plastic panels, I mean, and the black. I know you now have green, the olive drab green, and you got some of that pigment back in after whatever we dealt with COVID.
Right.
You know, it is so iconic. There's a lot of blinds out there, but these things just seem to wear like iron. Now, I'm going to pick your brain a little bit because, as you well know, Texas is so diverse with a variety of landscape.
Right.
And you all have towers. Some of the blinds sit, you know, at ground level, some are elevated, but a lot has to do with what kind of vegetation you're going to be looking under or over or around, wouldn't you say?
Yes, sir. I mean, we make everything from 1 foot to 15 foot towers.
Okay.
I kind of like the 5-footers. I've got property out in West Texas. I've got 300 acres south of Ozona.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I've got a 10-foot tower out there, but most of my tower's in the 5-foot range. And if you've got scrub brush that's only, you know, 3 or 4 foot tall, a 5-foot's all you need. Now, there are people that like to get up in the air and look over the top of everything, but for me, the 5 foot tower is I just like the way it sits. I like the way you can see out of it. You're closer to the ground, and you know, and we make a bow blind also, so you can, you know, it's perfect for shooting the bows out of.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you're out in the coastal areas where your brush is a little bit taller, then you have 10 foot or 15 foot will work.
Gotcha. All right, listen, that's a great setup. We need to take a break. Folks, you stick around as we're going to continue to talk about blind placement, height, maintenance, and more with James Franks from Franks Manufacturing, manufacturers of the blind, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a former rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Friends, the Houston Gun Collectors Association has been putting on great gun shows since 1950. And for those firearms and accessories and ammunition that you want, that's the thing to do. And they have a neat show they do several times a year where they meet. That's the SPJST Lodge over in the Heights. The gun show in the Heights is just perfect. They're at the corner of West 15th and Beale Street, 1435 Beale Street. But about 80 tables, so you can work the show. You maybe try to make a deal on something. You got time to go back and try to work a better deal. It's going to be Saturday, May the 7th from 9 till 4. Good one-day show, though. Plenty of free parking. You can buy tickets now online if you want to, hgca.org. But it's only $5 at the door. Children under 12 are free. Free parking. And the kitchen will be open, so they have breakfast tacos, burgers, hot dogs, desserts, and more. It's just really a fun show. Houston Gun Collectors Association present the Gun Show in the Heights, Saturday, May the 7th, at the SPJST Lodge, 1435 Beale Street at West 15th.
We continue our conversation with James Franks, Franks Manufacturing, manufacturers of the iconic blind, and that's spelled B-L-Y-N-D, their website, blind.com, B-L-Y-N-D.com. Before we went to break, we were talking about heights and talking about the different type of terrain. You know, James, we've got East Texas where you may be lower because you're underneath the canopy. There's Oakmonts in South Texas. You mentioned just getting above the vegetation, which is all important. But when it comes time to selecting blind placement, I've seen people go, well, gee, that hill looks nice, and we should be able to see forever.
Right.
You may be able to see forever, but you may not have anything coming through unless you manipulate it or try to draw them in. It still comes down to hunting, and when you're looking for a blind location, you're hunting for deer sign and trying to put a blind in a position to intercept those animals. Isn't that a fair assessment?
Yes, sir. I mean, even out in West Texas, where, you know, when the deer use a path out in West Texas, they usually stay on the same path, and so it's a well-worn path. You can actually see it.
Right.
Where you get in East Texas, where, like you said, I grew up in Conroe, so it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit different. But out in West Texas, if you're hunting out there, you go out and spend several months just with your game cameras and, you know, walking your property and just seeing where wildlife are moving. And that's where you want to put your blinds and your feeders. You want to put it where the wildlife are moving. If you just stick it on a hill somewhere, like you said, put a feeder out somewhere, you got to wait for 5 or 6 months for them to come find that feeder. So, you know, there's a lot of walking the ground and spotting and spending some time on your property figuring out where the wildlife are moving.
Oh, you look at all the different aspects of what attracts, wildlife, and particularly deer. Water is one consideration. Natural forage, if you've got trees that produce a mass crop, looking for fences, looking for places that they have a trail that worn where they are going right underneath the fence. So there's certainly a lot to it. When you visit with people and Sell Them the Blind, and you mentioned your favorite is the 5 foot. Are you putting an anchor system? Are you suggesting that they anchor that? Okay,
yeah,
talk a little bit about that.
Any blind, I don't care if it's mine or somebody else's, if you need this for safety purposes,
right,
it needs to be anchored. We make a anchor that actually, it's a auger that goes into the ground, and it ties to all four corners and goes directly underneath the blind. So you're pulling from the from all four corners straight down. If you're in an area that you see a large wind load, well, you mean to be, you may need to go all four corners out in different directions. Most of our augers are done, well, they're all done from the center, holds quite well, and it actually puts pressure on the ground, on your legs, so it works quite well. I've never had one blow over.
Gotcha. Okay. You mentioned blinds for not only rifle hunters, but also bow blinds. You got a couple of different size blinds, do you? What sizes are they available in?
Well, we've got the 4x4s, we've got half doors, and we've got full doors. We've got a bow blind that's a full door. You can get either one of those in a 4x8. Our bow blind actually has windows that are vertical, so you can, and it also has rifle windows in it, so it can be a universal blind.
Gotcha. I remember reading either on the website or in a brochure or talking to one of y'all that how easy it is to construct or put together the blind. What, like a screwdriver and a wrench is all you need, and you can
That's
do it?
Pretty much all you need. If you can take a battery-operated drill and two people can put one together in a couple of hours.
There you go.
It comes in a box. I mean, when we ship it out of here or you pick it up here at the plant, it's in a box. Everything you need is in that box, and floor, roof, sides, windows, everything. And a couple of hours later, you can have one put together. It only weighs 100, and a 4x4 regular blind is only like 110 pounds.
Gotcha. You mentioned having a blind, one of the original from back in 1980. That gives you an idea of how well they wear. But, you know, things that are man-made over time, weather events, whatever, there may need to be some replacement. Can you replace the panels if need be, or...
Yeah, for example, we had a guy call us a couple of months ago, and a tornado had hit his and blew it apart, and the roof, he could never find the roof. So we do sell side panels, roof panels, door panels, whatever you need. You can order it from us, look it at the website, and call us, and we'll send it to you, and you can rebuild your blind.
You know, one thing, and it's, I guess, plexiglass. But you also sell the replacement windows in case something breaks.
Yes, we
or,
do.
Right?
Yeah, we sell the replacement windows, the sliding windows. Now, the bow blind has a commercial window in it that it opens, you know, horizontal or right and left. So it's not a sliding window. It's an actual window. The windows in the blind itself, those are sliding windows.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. We talked a little bit about accessories and about the anchor system, but y'all have some other things. And let me tell you, y'all make a great saddlebag that I think should be in every blind, as a gun rest. You've also got a molded chair, right?
Right. We've got the saddlebags we have them made here in San Antonio. They're custom made for us. The seats, we build the seats here, and everybody loves the seat. It's a swivel seat, makes no noise, and we form the product and then put it together, and we sell hundreds of those a year.
All right, I got a question because I'm looking at your website, blind, BLYND.com, and it shows an accessory tray. Is there a place for that, or can you put it somewhere, anywhere along the track under the window?
You can put it anywhere you want.
So it's owner's choice, not manufacturer.
Blind, you just throw a screw through it and put it wherever you want.
So it's owner's choice as opposed to you having to be the genie that comes up and knows exactly where everybody wants that thing.
Right. And we're building another one right now. Being a plastics company, we're an actual thermoformer. And so we build all of our own tooling here in-house. And this is not just what we do, everything from agricultural to aerospace. And so my designers are out there right now trying to redesign another tray that's going to be a little bit different. And it'll be made for the bow blind specifically. But we're going to make one for the other blinds also. So it'll be a little bit different for next year. But it'll be the same way. You can put it wherever you want.
Well, wait a minute. It sounds like you've not stopped. You're not resting on your laurels. You're continuing to come up with something new?
Oh, yeah. When we purchased the blind from my uncle a week before the actual shutdown. And so the first year for our blind sales was not very good. We couldn't get the aluminum extrusions for the windows. There was a lot of stuff that we could not get until around August. And so the first year, I was kind of looking at what we had spent for buying the blind, all the blind, tooling and everything else. I'm going, this isn't good. and so this last 21 was better, and this year's even better. So it's starting to come back for us. And, the material and stuff was not the problem. It was getting everything else, getting the windows, getting the extrusions. It's starting to come back now. So we've got new dealers. We actually got a new dealer in just before you called, and he's up in Brady. So, we're out hunting for our dealers again, and I've got salesmen on the road. And you can either buy them from them or you can buy them from us.
Tell you what, boy, you talk about great deer country where the Brady buck, the famous Brady buck of years gone by, came from, and still some great hunting. Listen, what a great story, the longevity of the product and the new ideas under your leadership. Really appreciate you taking time today to visit with us. Our guest, James Franks, Franks Manufacturing, manufacturer of the Blind, BLYND, since 1980. They've been around. Go to their website, blind.com, and give them a call. You want to use the 800 number or the 210 number? Which number?
Use the 210 number.
All right, 210.
That goes directly to the office.
All right, 210-492-3222 is what I'm seeing, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, James, appreciate you being our guest today.
All right, thank you.
Folks, stick around. We've still got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA. and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. And coming up on May 4th, the West Houston Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Houston will be held. For more information, go to ducks.org. Coming up May 6th, Van Zandt County Hunting Heritage Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Canton. Visit nwtf.org for more information. On the 7th of May, Nacogdoches Chapter Ducks Unlimited in Nacogdoches. Ducks.org. And don't forget, next Sunday, Mother's Day. So why don't you take Mom outdoors and y'all have some fun and maybe do that. Take her for a ride in your brand new Ford truck. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. I want you to know that Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source and hold a charge for up to 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. For 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's TEXAS20 to get 20% off and free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com. I hope you all enjoyed today's program as much as I did. Again, I've mentioned it several times, I had been looking forward to visiting and talking hunting blinds with the folks at Frank's Manufacturing, manufacturers of the blind, James Frank's, wealth of information. Really take some time and visit with those folks and let them help you make your selection in replacing or outfitting. I know there's a lot of you out there that are buying that special piece in the country and starting to put blinds out there or replacing what was there or what's been damaged. Their website, theblind.com, and then give them a call at 210-492-3222. Next week, we got another great show, kind of checking the weather, seeing what's going on and getting ready. It's probably going to be a little fishing, certainly some hunting, as we get ready for hunting season that's just weeks away. So y'all do be safe as we want you back. And remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Bill Olson signing off. Have a great week and come back next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce,
who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.